Hello, everyone. It's Jenny's Tattle Tales, and I am Jenny Heckman. I am the award-winning paranormal romance author of the Heaven and Earth series, and this is my video blog slash podcast where we talk about all things writing. We talk about authors new and old, and we talk about their work as well as lifestyle. So I wanted to welcome you here today, and thank you so much for joining me. Hey everyone, it's Jenny Heckman here for Jenny's Tattle Tales with Andrea Florescu, who does the marketing for our Celtic Butterfly Publishing. And today we have all the way from Pakistan, Manal Mann, and welcome. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's so great to have you. So you write contemporary fiction or drama, and your spotlight book is Our Tainted Souls. So I'm really excited. I love speaking to people from other countries because it's so nice to see. And I'm glad to see that you look very healthy and safe there. So that's wonderful. Okay, so my first question, since you do have things going on with COVID, how did this last year of COVID, how did it affect your writing? Did your writing change because of being in the lockdowns and things?
I feel like it kind of has changed everything for everyone in a way, hasn't it?
Yes.
For me, the first wave was kind of like, okay, this is when I can actually get some writing done because I have time on my hands and I can actually sit down and write. And it worked out great for a while because, you know, you could made yourself a cup of coffee and you sat down and you just wrote because you had no time constraint, you had nowhere to be. And that was perfect for me in the beginning. And I feel like even with like the second wave, I feel like that was fine till then. But then I guess it got to a point where I was just like, I got to a writing block because I feel like we take small, like these things for granted, going outside, meeting, talking to people. And it gets kind of monotonous. So for me, it got really monotonous. And like I feel like by March, when March rolled around, I was just, could not get anything done. I had to like force myself to sit and actually start writing. But before that, it was actually great. I wrote more than I ever had before March. March 2021.
I think most writers did. I think it was definitely a time of just locking yourself down and kind of really going for it. Well, you brought up another question I was going to ask about writer's block. So when you have that, what is your secret for kind of getting out of writer's block?
Music. For me, it's always music.
Oh.
Or yeah, for music or like watching a movie or two or TV shows, because I have done the thing where you kind of force yourself and you say like, no, you have to sit down and like write something, but that doesn't work for me. So I just kind of sit back and just give it time. I start watching movies, binge watching shows. Yeah. And then like in the middle, I'm like, oh, wait, I can actually write something now.
What are you binge watching right now? What's your favorite show?
I was watching How to Get Away with Murder right now. I finished it yesterday. And I feel like there's this huge hole in my heart right now. I was like really late. Like, I feel like it ended a long time ago and people had finished watching it. But I got on the bandwagon like really late and I ended up watching the whole like 6 seasons in like 2 weeks. And now I'm like, oh my God, what do I do now?
I know it's hard when because I do the same thing and I'm trying to figure out what else it's equally good that will keep me for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Busy.
And I find myself like Googling stuff. Oh my God, like what to watch after How to Get Away with Murder? Like what shows are like that?
There's so many good murder mystery kind of shows. I love that genre too. And my daughter and I in particular, we watch a lot of it as well.
Yeah.
So do you like to write original? Well, actually, why don't you tell us a little bit about your book?
Okay. So basically, like you said, it's contemporary fiction and it's set in Pakistan. And so basically I have like two main characters, right? So one of them, he lives in Lahore, which is like the main, like it's a major metropolitan city and of the country. And then my female Seher, she belongs to like this village that's on the outskirts of Lahore called Zameemabad. So it's kind of based around the same area, but then you have like these two people from very different backgrounds.
Yeah.
So it's mainly about like, you know, how it's about wanting to become something better, but then like you're sort of bound by certain norms and certain expectations that people have of you. And then sort of both my characters, they know that they're like, they need to get better. They need to become better human beings, but they have like, they each have their own struggles to sort of, you know, like get over, and then their paths sort of cross then.
So is there some romance in there as well?
It depends on how you look at it, I'd say, because like I kind of wanted to drive sort of away from the traditional, you know, like the happy ending like that happens at the end of fairy tales, like you find your prince charming and he fixes everything for you.
Yeah,
I wanted to change that. I wanted my female lead to sort of like, you know, be her own hero, figure out her own problems and fix them herself.
I love it.
At sometimes like some of my readers, they actually ended up hating my female lead, but then I sort of wanted to show that sometimes you do have to make certain choices for yourself that people might not actually like.
I love that. I so there's, it's kind of a story of empowerment then for both of your characters.
It is.
And then some of it they do together, and some of it they do separate, or is it
Basically, their paths sort of cross accidentally. It's a total like twist of fate, like something you would never expect to happen. And they sort of help each other out. My female lead, she helps Ahmed, my male lead. She helps him realize that, okay, like he can actually be a better person. And and then the male lead, Ahmed, he also like sort of helps her in a way. But then like after a certain time, they sort of like, you know, go their separate ways.
Okay. Oh, I like that. I love pieces that are about women empowerment too, because it's nice to help support women supporting women. I just really like that.
That's what I wanted. That's what I really, really wanted, because I like, you know, you have so many stories where the guy comes in and he swoops in and he solves everything for the woman. And then you kind of, that kind of perpetuates the idea of like women essentially like needing a man to sort of solve their problems.
Yeah.
I really, really wanted to like write something different from that. So Seher, she starts off as a different person. She ends up as a different person at the end, something that she never even expected herself to sort of become. But then she does it. She does it all on her own.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's so great. I'm excited.
Thank you.
Do you have a all-time favorite book? And it can be in any genre, but do you have... Do you have some favorite books?
Yeah, I certainly do. I could say Harry Potter, because that's like my first ever, like, you know, it's something I grew up reading. But apart from that, I love reading Fitzgerald. So I'd say The Great Gatsby has
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That is a good book. And it's
love The Great Gatsby.
A lot of the classics are kind of lost, especially on your people. So that's wonderful.
I agree, and I don't agree with that statement. I think here in the States, yes, but anywhere else in the world, we're reading in a different way than people here in the
States. Oh, is that right?
So we read, I grew up in Romania, so
yeah.
I had an upbringing, Jenny.
Which is another reason why I really love doing these. We've had authors from Scotland, and we've had them from New Zealand. It's really lovely to meet people, especially authors, and you realize that we're all the same people. You know, it's really, really cool. So, The Great Gatsby. Yeah, that's neat.
Have you seen the movie?
Oh my God, I have both of them. Have you seen them?
Yes.
The one with Mia Farrow and then the next one. I loved the older version.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. And then the newer one, I was just like, oh my God, they got some details wrong about the time period and all. And I was just like, but I love Leo in it. Okay.
Yeah, well, who doesn't like Leo?
Exactly.
Okay. What inspires you, whether it's in your work or in your life personally, or, you know, what is the things that really, really inspire you?
I feel like different things, actually, like friends and family for sure. Because they're the ones who are actually supporting you. I have wonderful friends who like support me in like whatever I write. And I feel like that's such a blessing to have when you have someone in your corner always there to sort of, you know, support you and tell you that, oh my God, like you can do it. But then more than that, about the stories themselves, I feel like the people simply around us, when you actually hear their stories, they have such like wonderful stories to tell, struggles that they've had here, because like you have the help at home, and you actually talk to them and they have like a lot of stories and you feel like, oh my God, they actually did it. And then you're like, okay, what if like I actually wrote about them? And yeah, so I'd say people around me basically. In an
episode, oh yeah. I like that. And do you take characters, like have you ever put like situations that you've actually been in and put them into your books?
Yeah, kind of. I feel and I feel like you can relate too, because we see people around us and we sort of like come up with situations around those people, or like we imagine a character in our heads and then we're sort of like, we know about a situation that's going on somewhere else, and then we're like, we sort of like, you know, combine those two. So not as a, and it's even with me, like some of like no, I wouldn't say the characters themselves, but what they feel and like how they think and all, and I feel like I kind of do end up putting that into my stories.
Oh, I like that. That's great. Okay, you're going to complete this sentence. Are you ready?
Okay.
Your life would be absolutely complete if...
Honestly, if I managed to write like 5 books in 5 years, like that's like my main goal right now.
Oh, good for you.
And that's a lot. I know, like that's a lot to like sort of hope for. But I kind of am on a roll right now. I wrote a book, like I finished a novel like last year, and I'm working on one right now, which I'm hoping to be done with. And then, yeah, so this is like a thing. And it started off as a joke with my friends. But now I'm like, oh my God, if I actually managed to do this, it would be like amazing.
Oh, that's...
What do your friends think that you wrote these books?
They're really supportive, because they're the first people I show my work to. Uh-huh. So they're like really supportive. They do point out like certain things that, you know, that they feel like, and I feel like that's great, because they do it in a way that sort of helps me out and inspires me. And they tell me like what they think of certain situations, and I do end up putting that into my writing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Do you ever use names from people that you know and put them into your...
No, I'd get murdered. Like the kind of friends I have, I mean, they would literally murder me for that. But I do it in a way that nobody really gets what I like what I've taken from them.
Yeah. And they're sitting there reading it going, it's like the book The Help. I don't know if you need the help, but it's very similar, where she's written about her town and everyone.
Oh my God, yes.
If you haven't watched the movie, they made a movie, and I think you watched
it.
Yeah. It's a really good movie.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I watched it with my mom, and I remember that because we both loved it.
Yeah. It's really good. I love Emma Stone in it. She's just awesome. Yeah. They're all awesome. Viola Davis and of course Minnie. I loved Minnie too. Oh, you did say that you're writing 5 books in 5 years. Now,
hopefully,
is it going to be part, or like, is this going to be a series, or are these standalones?
As standalones, I'd say, because I feel like for a series, you need to invest a lot of energy in that. You have to like build a whole world. And I feel like I do want to like sort of someday in the future actually work on a fantasy series someday. But like right now, most of my books, like the ideas I have, they're pretty different from each other.
Oh, good. Well, that's good, though. It's kind of nice to, you know, it's funny because I think books kind of were standalones, and then there went into this whole idea that you had to write a series. And I do kind of feel like people are moving out of that and kind of going back to standalones. So that's really good. That's really good. And I'm going to be excited to see if you crank out 5 in 5 years. That's...
Oh my God, thank you so much. I just hope I can do that.
And so I guess my last question would be, what would you most like to say to your readers out there?
Okay, so basically, this is what the book looks like. It's called Our Tainted Souls. You can see it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Just a little bit higher. There you go. Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So It's available on Amazon and at Barnes and Noble as well. I feel like that would be like the perfect platform for like international readers. So on Amazon, we have like, it's on Kindle Unlimited right now as well. So if anyone like if you're like me and you're like on a budget, I would perfectly like really recommend like just reading it there, because and then if you do read it, just leave a review if you like it, because I feel like as authors, that those are like the best things like a reader can actually give us, because there isn't like a lot of money in writing, I'd say, unless you're like really, 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 like really great. Yeah. But then apart from that, like reviews are the only thing that actually keeps us going. And if I read like a single like review in one day, it like literally makes my whole day.
Right. So, yeah. You know, it is funny because that when we do ask that question, a lot of times that's what people say. And it's like, you know, I was telling Andrea before when she first came on, we were talking about reviews and things like that. And how often do you actually leave a review versus, you know,
it's not often. And I've had a limited subscription for probably 5 years, and I can tell you not even half of the books I left reviews, probably like 10%.
I relate to that so much. And I've actually started to now realize the importance of leaving reviews.
I do too, now that I've worked with Jenny. I realize it's one of those things that people don't think, and maybe
they don't
educate the readers too.
Yeah.
How important it is to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I just love that you've come on, and I, you know, and it's like, I should point out in this interview that it is midnight where Manal is at. So.
Yeah, it's midnight.
She's like, I am ready to go to bed now. So I really appreciate the way that you've worked with us in being able to.
No, it's this. Perfect.
This is great.
This was perfect. Yeah.
Good. And so, if you want to read more about our Tainted Souls and learn more about Manal, go on her website at thepakistanchronicle.com, or you can also find her links on Jenny's Tattletales, and that will get you to her, all of her social media and all of her websites and everything too. And really, honestly, thank you so much for coming on. This has been a delight getting to know you.
Same here, honestly. I loved getting to know both of you, and I just love talking to you guys. It didn't even feel like an interview. It was more like a chat, like between friends. I love that.
That is exactly what we're looking for. So this is great. Yeah. Okay. Well, you go to bed and you go have a great night and be safe. Yeah. Be safe there. Okay.
Thank you. You guys too. I really feel like in these times, like a single, like, you know, word from like friends to like check in and tell each other to take care, that does a lot for people, especially right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, stay healthy and stay safe. Yeah.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, I think that's going to wrap it up for Jenny's Tattletales today. I hope you have an absolutely splendid day, and I want to really thank you for joining me, and I hope to hear from you and see you next time.